Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Good afternoon, friends. Hey, it's Giff Briner here, another program of Two Guys with Heart. Me and my very good friend,
Dave Colonen.
Dave, it sure is good to see you here. Dave, I think we're going to have a fascinating program for our listeners today. Worship and praise is something we all talk about, but what does the Bible say about it? Let's try to dissect that issue today and share a little excitement with our listeners. When you start talking worship and praise, doesn't that get you all pumped up to start, you know, I want to sing like the Couriers. Sing like you guys used to sing. You really put your heart into it. Well, you know, who does God expect to worship and praise him? Well, what does the Bible say? Oh, there's a couple of write-ups in the book of Psalms. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. That's Psalm 69. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's all from Psalms. So you see, there's a lot of things that we're talking about. Everything and everybody that breathes should be praising the Lord. That's important. Well, what do you think, David? Do you have any other subjects that you'd like to talk about when we're talking about worship and praise? Any thoughts come to you?
I think that verse that says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Yeah, that says it all, doesn't it? That's everything.
That comes out of our pastor a lot.
Even the worship leader,
we've got our church really singing. Uh-huh. And, man, we don't sit. We stand for the 45 minutes of singing.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. For old people like me.
That's a long time to stand.
But
it generates enthusiasm. That's right. Yes.
People are getting ready for the message.
Yeah.
If you praise the Lord, it's an amazing adventure to watch people come out of themselves and begin to sing. Our church is a singing church.
Is it?
It is.
That's fascinating. I don't have the talent you have, obviously, but I sure do enjoy singing. It makes me feel good. It's a great form of worship. You're praising the name of the Lord, and it just makes me feel good to sing. So we sing a lot in our church, but we don't sing 45 consecutive minutes. I've never sang 45 consecutive minutes in my life, and I know you have routinely, but I never
did. That's every Sunday for us.
Do you? Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Wow. And
people stand to their feet and clap their hands. And yeah. We got a new worship leader.
Do you? Uh-huh.
Who is interested in lifting the roof every week.
Yeah.
And when you give a guy an income and a job, and he wants to keep it.
Yes, he's going to do it.
You better look out. Here it comes.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Good for you. Just in case we have some listeners who say, hey, I'd like to go to Dave's church. That's the Celebration Community Church in Dillsburg, out Mountain Road. Beautiful, beautiful church and a wonderful congregation. How many people do you have attending each service, Dave?
Oh, it's somewhere around 500.
500. Isn't that amazing?
It fluctuates all the way to 6.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good for you. How can man glorify and express praise to God? Now, there's a good question for a pastor. How can man glorify and express praise to God? Well, let's see what it says in the First Chronicles. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in a beauty of holiness. First Chronicles chapter 16 says that. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Now, that's right down your alley. You talk about singing for 45 minutes in your church. Psalms chapter 7, they're talking about doing the same thing. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
If you're going to just stand and just sing for 45 minutes, but if you're going to get involved in it, that is, we clap our hands.
You clap your hands.
Raise our hands. Shout unto the Lord.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you know, it doesn't always have to be that.
That's right.
Music comes in a variety.
Sure.
Look at Sunday's Sunday's meeting that we had at the meeting place, hymn sing.
Yeah.
12 voices came up and sang a choir, and they sang.
Weren't they good?
They sang soft.
Ooh, yeah.
But I enjoyed it can't believe. It was precious.
That was really precious. I have to agree with you.
And the meeting, you know, they didn't come out and scream at us and say, boy, we're going to tear the walls down in this church here.
Nope, they didn't do anything like that.
No, they just came out and it was the lady sang the part right that was supposed to be high, and what were there, five or six men that came in and sang their big, and it wasn't big. It was just precious.
You know what else, Dave, while I'm thinking about it, those people offered to come to us to other hymn sings in other churches if they want special music. Isn't that fascinating?
That is.
They were a very talented group of people. Must have been, 14 of them, something like that?
Wow.
Well, they were really great. They offered to come to other places for us. So I think that's fascinating. Some churches don't want to have a hymn sing because they say, hey, we don't have anybody here that can sing. Well, now we have a group of people who are extremely talented and have offered to visit other churches because they, too, want to spread the good news. And music is a good way to do that. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
All right.
I might have to check that out and see if...
Well, that's why I was sharing with you on air, so other listeners can appreciate that as well.
It'd be such a breath of fresh air just to have them in our church and say, listen to some other way of singing.
Yes, exactly.
Some other way of worshiping God and some other way of opening your heart.
Yes.
And that kind of music, if it's sung right, it will open your heart.
They were talented people.
They were. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. That's another one out of Psalms. You know, how can man glorify the express to God? There it is. Let's see if I can find another one out of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. It's right out of Psalms 100. That's beautiful scripture. Praise him with the timbal and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. We're talking about using musical instruments now also with praise. And that's very, very effective. I will therefore... that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. 1 Timothy chapter 2. So all through the scriptures, the Bible is telling us, various scripture readings, to express your praise to God through music and the spoken word. It's fascinating.
It's hard to please everybody. That's why there's 100 singing groups that are vying for everybody's willingness to buy a record.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been in concert with 6 or 7 groups, and
man,
whoever outdid themselves usually sold all the records.
Mm-hmm.
You get to learn how to sing the big songs and the fill-ins, and we had a songwriter that kept us fresh.
Mm-hmm.
People never heard our music because other groups didn't want to sing it, maybe.
Yeah.
So we sang a whole brand new program, which other groups... They all sang the same songs.
Yes.
In every group, so we didn't want to do that. But
you did a variety.
And now it's the memory.
Yes.
Like today, Judy and I were having lunch together in our home, and Judy was playing some CDs of the groups that I were in. I was in.
Okay.
And, you know, we have a player that has like 300 places you can put a CD, and you never know what's coming next. It goes around.
Yeah, random selection.
Right. Well, when we put that on, we're sitting there eating who's going to go to the record player and find out which song it is because we don't recognize the group? That bugs me. And Judy, I always say, babe, go see who that is. And now it's to the place where Judy is the one who
is curious.
She's really curious about who does that sound like? It's fun. Music is great. It's been a big part of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And to leave it now and to do something else. Mm-hmm. I sang almost every day of my life.
I guess you did.
Full voice, big time, travel to get there, leave early in the afternoon and come home early in the morning for one date. You know, I did that for years.
Yeah.
You know, when you sing for over 50 years, you get a lot of music done.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. What do you say, 10,000 churches you sang in?
Yeah, between 10 and 11,000.
Wow.
And we made like 55 albums.
55.
I mean, I have them in my basement displayed on my wall.
Yes, I remember seeing that, albums and CDs.
People walk in there and say, well, you didn't do all these.
You know? Yes, you did.
Blood, sweat, and tears on all 55 of them.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, yes.
It's a major job to get 12 songs on one tape and then you're going to get 50.
Yes.
So you've been working.
Been working a long time.
Blood, sweat, and tears on that wall.
Yeah.
And wow, what a difference. What a difference it makes to enjoy the past as in the present.
Aren't you glad you have all those?
Yep.
Just beautiful.
They bring tears to my eyes.
Oh, my goodness, yes. All the memories you think of doing those things.
When I listen, it brings precious moments.
Did you see the email that I sent you when I had the Carriers from 1973. Did you see that one?
I did.
Wasn't that great?
I didn't know that was you.
Yeah, it was me that sent that to you. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is a fabulous,
that was.
Fabulous moment in my life.
Yeah.
I sat there with Judy. She said, sweetheart, you got to come and hear this. You just cannot push this aside. And that's a long time ago.
Yeah, 73. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
You know, that's almost 40 years.
Yes.
And to get that, and it's so touched me.
Yeah. It did me too.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody sent it to me, I believe. Oh, I know. I saw it on Facebook someplace. Somebody had the Carriers music. I don't remember who it was anymore. But I think someone deliberately sent it to me. And so I put it into an email so I could send it to all the board members. But it's the three of you singing your hearts out.
And we had
years ago
back there, we had everybody had to wear the same suit and the same cufflinks, the same tie.
Yes. And y'all had dark hair in those days.
I said, look at Neil. Look at his black hair. And Judy said, look at your own.
You had black hair also. Yes, yeah, but those musics that you have recorded, and it's a form of worship that you were very keen in. And you know something? Forever, those songs are going to be around forever. And people will be playing those when you and I are history. They're still going to be playing that same music, and they're going to remember the Couriers and the talented worship that you gentlemen did with all of your heart.
Sometimes it's good to know where you sang that song first or where it was recorded.
Yeah, you would know those things,
You pick up, you could pick up all our 55 records that's on the wall and say, look, I know where this picture was taken. I know why it was taken.
Yeah.
I know what happened on this record, and I know this.
Yeah.
You can have a lot of fun doing.
Oh, my goodness. You could write a book about your records.
Yes, it's good.
Well, that's fascinating. The rest of us appreciate your talents and what you've offered. And we, too, like to sing for praise and worship. So I thank you for your talents and what it's meant to. Just think of the thousands and thousands of lives that you have impacted with your music.
Well, that's changed now. Music is second burner, back burner.
Yes.
And
life goes on.
Talking to people, preaching, sharing the message like we're doing with you today, that's... Yeah. My life has changed, and I'm enjoying the new life.
That's right. We're into radio now.
You're right.
That's right.
Radio. Yeah.
Well, what does God call the men and women who represent his message on earth? Wow. Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Well, men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and of their glory shall be boast yourselves. Isaiah chapter 61 reads that way. Well, that answers the question of what does God call the men and women who represent his message on earth? So there's all different names. Okay, ye are my friends. If ye do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruits, and that your fruit should remain, that whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. John chapter 15. That's powerful scripture, isn't it?
Sure is.
So, there's a representation there. And on my servants and my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Acts chapter 2.
As pastors, it's up to us to lead the service, to make it go. If you're only interested in preaching, then you don't have that blessing of a crowd that loves to sing and to lift their voice and the excitement. The pastor can't get up and be in the doldrums. He's got to be on fire, too.
That's right. He has to generate some enthusiasm.
It generates things good. Some people walk in our church, and they are so floored as to what we do. And I know they don't say it to me, but I think they walk out and say, I could never go to this church. Not singing that way. These people, they don't, you know. And then other people come in there and they say, man, we've been looking for this all over town. Yeah. What church does this? And we finally found it. Put our name down on the list. We're coming here.
That's wonderful.
And so that's you know, where you sing your songs and how you sing them is really important. I think the church goes by its music these days more than by the message of the pastor.
Really? Yeah. I never thought of that.
I mean, they both work hand in hand.
Sure.
But one without the other doesn't fit for a lot of churches.
Yeah.
And when people come, you just don't come and walk into church and whatever you sense and feel. No, there's more to church than that. Do you have a children's department? We've got three kids. Where can we put them today? Oh, yeah, we got that. You got teenagers? Yeah, we have a whole department. We got 50 teenagers. You can sit over here with them, or you can stay with us and come to their service. They have one. There's so many things that we have this. We have this choir. We have this pastor. We have five pastors on staff, and they all preach at times during the year. There's a variety of things that bring people to a church.
Yeah.
We're finding out that we don't have parking facilities, so people walk in, drive in, and drive right back out again because there's no place to park.
Really?
We're totally out of parking places. And nobody wants to give us any land next to the church that we could buy, purchase, or rent. So we're building a new church. Yeah. And we're getting on fire about that.
That's
old
wonderful.
Old York Road.
Oh, yeah, up along 15.
Yes. Well, then we're going to have 40 acres of our new church.
Ooh. That'll give you plenty of parking, won't it?
We're working on trying to dig up some money
to
get ready and get involved.
Ooh, you want everything. Yeah, that's always the catch. That's outstanding, though, Dave. Isn't that a wonderful problem to have? Not enough parking.
Well, I'm going to spend the end of my years
trying to build
a brand new church. So would there be there years and years if the Lord carries?
Sure.
I'll be gone, but that's exciting, too.
Sure
I'm involved in building a church of 1,000 seats.
Isn't that wonderful?
On 40 acres.
Well, you've done that a couple of times already.
I already have, yes.
Yeah, I know. You were involved in Christian Life Assembly over there.
Started in our home.
Yeah, you started that
in our garage.
Yeah. And now look how big that church is.
Oh.
And the church you're in now, you were in, when you started that one, what, just 10 years ago or 11 years ago?
We just celebrated 10 years.
10 years, okay, yeah.
But we would have been far ahead if we had the facility. We don't have seats. We have to have two services. We're thinking about going to three services right now.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that's difficult to have a church in three services.
Yeah. Well, the pastors have to put in a whole lot of extra work doing that.
You're right.
And you know that's draining. That's very draining. Yes.
Our pastor isn't lazy, so he'd jump at four services if he had to.
Well, I know you have a good one, but if you have multiple pastors, maybe they could spread them out a little bit so one doesn't have to do all the work.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful problem to have. But it stimulates the singing, and that's what we're talking about, praise and worship today and singing and how powerful that is. And I thank you for sharing from your personal experiences in your life. Singing is a major, major part of what you accomplished. And that's the scriptures tell us that too. They talk about the singing and the musical instruments all through the scripture that we've been sharing here today. Here's another reading out of 1 Corinthians. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man? Every man. So who does all this worshiping? And who does the praise here on earth? And who does God call? Every person, every one of us. I thought that was key. That certainly fits in with the theme that you're sharing when we're singing, because that's everybody. Who's worshiping? Everybody. Who's singing? Everybody. Who is praising the Lord? Everybody. Everybody and everything that breathes. So I just think that's a wonderful testimony to what we're looking into. Who also has made us able ministers in the New Testament? Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. That's also out of 2 Corinthians. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So again, they're talking about worship and praise and who's doing it. What are the major categories and types of ministers? Well, that's a good question to ask, isn't it? What are the major categories and types of ministers? Any idea, Dave?
Well, when I went to Bible school, I found out very quickly that nobody wanted an amateur preacher.
Yeah.
You go ahead and you stay there 4 years and learn, but don't come to our church yet. But if you were in a group of singers, come on, we'll take you.
Yeah.
And so I sang all 4 years in Bible college. I sang every weekend away from school.
Did you?
Yes.
That I didn't know.
I went to Oklahoma. I went to Kansas. I went to Missouri. I went to Illinois.
Every weekend you guys were booked someplace.
Every weekend. The pastors knew that our school had that, and they'd call and say, who can come this week?
Really? They called you. You didn't have to call them.
We did both.
How about that?
We would book one, service on Sunday morning, then we'd go to another town nearby on Sunday night.
Yeah, right.
We'd go. I paid my school bill. I left school with no debt.
How about that? You were able to pay all as you went along.
As we went along.
And you're earning money through your singing.
If you just didn't blow it,
you
were frugal.
Yeah.
I didn't have parents that could send me money.
Yeah.
And I ended up paying my school bill. We all did.
All of you did. Group.
Yeah, we all left school out of debt.
That's
and it was good because when we went to Pennsylvania to start our full-time ministry.
Right. You already had exposure to this.
We didn't have any money, but we didn't have any bills either.
That's wonderful. Yeah, not too many college graduates can say that. And you did it yourself, too.
It wasn't as expensive 50 years ago as it is now.
I know.
My grandkids are, when you pay $30,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
That's, it's over $100,000 when you're finished. You better be doing something in the meantime.
I know. The things have really changed radically, haven't they?
Oh, I feel sorry.
I remember reading, my daughter was born in 1976, and I remember reading an article that said, by the time the newborn children now are going to go to college, college is going to cost you $5,000 a year. And I trembled. I opened a savings account immediately. How am I going to pay $5,000 a year for my daughter's education?
It's getting worse now, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
$5,000 now
colleges,
is not a down payment.
They're over $50,000 a year now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some are even worse than that. Yes.
So,
well, David, we really talked a lot about worship and praise and the various categories. All of that's very important, but we've exhausted our time. I hope our listeners were able to glean some information that allows them to walk closer to the Lord. We must say goodbye. We've exhausted our time period, but I thank you for being here and our listeners sharing in this day's events. And hopefully you'll go to church this week and sing your hearts out. I have to say bye-bye for now.
Hey, good to be with you, Giff. Always is. These are precious days to me. You're talking about precious things in my life. It's been a joy to tell you about a little bit where we have been with our music and with our worship to the Lord. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.